Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's 7:05. It's March the 26th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning, chat room. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Hey, good morning. Did you see that fog on your way in?
The fog? It was fog?
On the far, yeah, around the river and up in the Enterprise area. Lots of fog, so if you're heading to work, be aware of that.
I can ride a Segway to work. Okay? I don't see anything. If there was fog, it would just be me thinking that was from my eyes this morning. But
no, when you
but
say
something
segue,
that's a vision, something a vision for my eyes this morning, is Linda.
Well, good morning. How nice. But when you talk about a Segway, it's not like that I'm dumb. Segway.
No. I'm talking about a Segway.
Yeah, one of those things
that,
you ride.
I've been talking about it for 2 years. I've got to find a used one. There's got to be a used one out there that I can plug in. I just hiccuped. Okay. Can I hiccup? Okay. I hiccup and then, but I want to take a Segway, plug it in, and then ride a Segway to work every day and back.
It's really fun to ride the Segways over the Sundial Bridge.
It is. I like it.
And it's wonderful to do. In fact, it's been a couple of years. We've done it twice.
I would take a Segway trip across the United States on the back roads.
I would visit you en route.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured, you know. You get an RV and follow me, and I'd Segway from Redding, California, clear across the United States to Key West, Florida.
You know, I think maybe a motorcycle would be more exciting.
No, I think riding a Segway on the bridges would be very exciting.
Well, okay. So
maybe dangerous.
How do you get from bridge to bridge?
Well, you Segway. You use those little two-wheel.
Oh, you're going to go across the freeways and not?
Oh, no. I'm going to try and do the back roads, but eventually you have to cross a bridge.
Okay.
You know, someplace. You know, a little toll bridge, and I'd come up with my Segways. I mean, you know, I'd have like a little, I'd have like little stickers all over from every state.
Okay, I'm glad we're elaborating on it. I love it.
Is
all
that
right.
Too much?
No,
okay.
Not at all. 26th of March. I can't believe that we're almost here to Easter. It is.
We are.
Unbelievable.
Bob, let another month go by.
7:08 in the morning. It's currently 45 degrees today. What we're looking for is, of course, like Bob mentioned earlier, we have patchy fog. This is the forecast with highs of 68, isolated showers tonight with temperatures around 48 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Right now, we have our Wells Fargo Minute, Market Minute, that happens every morning here at 710, 810, and 908. This morning, we're very excited to have Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Markets opened higher this morning with mixed manufacturing data. Currently, the Dow's up 77 points at 14,524, while the Nasdaq's up 11 at 3,247, and the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,559. Oil's up 79 cents at $95.57 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.15%. Gold's down $11 this morning at $1,596, while silver is down 16 cents at $28.66 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Qualcomm's up 36 cents at $66.02, Kimberly-Clark's up $1.41 at $95.93, and Facebook is up 3 dimes at $25.42. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you want great advice on what to do with your investments, or just stop by Park Marina Drive. Okay, today we have a couple of things that we're going to be doing. One, we're just going to do our snappy patter. 7:30, there was a front page article about the Tea Party not allowing media in at the LaMalfa talk. It was at the question and answer period. We're going to have one of the organizers of the Reading Tea Party on this morning at 7:30 to talk about what happened last night. Was it truly censorship of the media? Also, we're going to talk about, of course, is the AB 109 and the meeting they had there. But a lot of other things are happening too around town here, including, you know, are we going to be hiring 37 more people to take care of Obamacare? Where's that money coming from? Well, we'll talk about all that this morning. And then, of course, Mark Story from Haven Humane, the CEO will be here to talk about the latest on Haven Humane. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. You know, if you don't hear it here, is it really happening?
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Let's do it.
All right.
You know what this song is
I'm
called?
I'm getting in touch.
I bet you when you're rolling around painting your face, you're in touch.
I was in touch. Yeah.
This is called Wild Thing. I mean, what if that? Okay, now that, there's certain songs that when you hear, if you're at a wedding or at a party and the DJ starts to spin, Thriller is a definite one. Everybody's got to get out of their seat. I think Wild Thing is one, too. I don't care what age you are. Can you just see?
You know, the, you know, come to...
A special congrats.
How can you tell if girls are drunk at a wedding or a party, Bad Bob?
Oh.
How can you tell?
Minus the drool?
No, minus the drool. No. How can you tell if they're drunk?
They dance with an ugly guy.
Nope. Well, they do that probably anyway. But no, you know how you can tell? When their arms go up in the air... Straight up over their heads and they go, woo! They're usually tanked right there.
Woot, yes.
Or they start doing, what's that other sound?
I don't know. I think you go put your hands up in the air even when you're not drunk.
Hey, it's birthdays.
Even when you don't care.
It's birthdays.
It's business birthdays. All we don't usually do birthdays.
We're going to do shout out. I'm following your lead here. Okay. One of our favorite places to go get, gadgets, gizmachis.
Anything for your kitchen.
Yeah. Fun stuff that you wouldn't, like, what is that? I've got to have it. Plus, well, I want to buy it as a present.
Yeah.
It's That Kitchen Place, and they are celebrating
their ninth
birthday. And today from 9:30 to 6 p.m., actually April 1st, excuse me, they are going to be giving food samples and goodie bags for the first 15 customers to be handed out. So that's That Kitchen Place, of course, on Hilltop Drive, 975 Hilltop Drive.
And the other one?
Cars.
That's right.
Where you've taken your truck.
We've taken all of our automobiles
and we love Barbet Cars. They are celebrating 20 years in business.
It's a woman owned. They got women mechanics. They got men mechanics too, but it's a women owned business when it comes to automobiles.
Really,
it's great. Good place.
I appreciate that. And Barbara is so, well, both of these gals are, these are female owned businesses. And they are so involved, both Kitchen Place and Cars, and they're so involved in the community. You'll see a lot of times when you're at a, you know, at an auction or, you know, donated things from, the community, and they get behind, they really get inside and behind our community. So with Cars, within the past 10 years, they have been, given the business a prestige, award, and they are, in Motor Magazine too. Motor Age has named Cars as the top shop in the U.S. So talk about clean, what do you call it, wells, car wells that you pull your car in to have it?
Yeah.
So they come in and they deliver. They pick up your car.
They do
all the stuff to figure out what you need, oil changed, all that good stuff, and return it. And it's a great concierge service. We've had them on several times. So Cars, and they're on Prestige Way.
More good news. Weaver's Lumber is now affiliated. Brent Weaver just has made the announcement. They are affiliated with True Value Hardware, and they're going to open up a True Value Hardware store here in town affiliated with Weaver Lumber. And that's going to be the first True Value store in Reading. I think there's one in Palo Cedro, but this is going to be the first one in Reading. So it's a way of expanding their business by bringing in a national name here. So that's good. Hey, congratulations to them. Now, other things. They had the prison realignment meeting last night. About 100 people showed up, and there was Chief Bassetti, Sheriff Pasenko, Wes Foreman, who's a parole guy, the Jeannie Delaney, who heads up the homelessness programs here. Jessica Delaney, Donnell Ewert, Director of the Shasta Health and Human Services, and they all were at the First United Methodist Church. They're saying about the same things they always do, except Foreman said something. He said, oh, this is working, because they've got a really low level of recidivism for the ones they're helping. But if I remember right, when Chief Paletti was on, and it wasn't in here, was that he said that they've got something like 476 failures to appear in one part and 900 failures to appear in another side. So, you know, and when Foreman was on the show, and we have to have him back on again to ask him this, is that the ones that show up? What about all the failures to appear? You can't count that in the group. And that's obviously true. Now, the other thing you said, too, is they made a little progress in a year and a half. They didn't have much money, which I find really interesting, because they've been sitting on a couple $1 million. And it's taken them this long to open up the day center for 100 of the worst. I'm not even sure it's still open yet. I'm not even sure it's open, but it's taken them over a year and a half to get to this point right here. So I'm not exactly sure about the progress, at least by Foreman. Why is it taking so long? And, you know, unfortunately he works for the judges here in town. You know, the probation comes under the judges and not the board of supervisors. However, the board of supervisors, I would think, guys, would be leaning into the judges and getting into the paper and the news and all this, saying, hey, they're not doing their job. They're not doing their job. We need to get this thing opened up sooner. But that's just my thought.
Well, and another thought here. Remember how they were wondering when that $338 million Powerball lottery jackpot, who in the heck? I mean, we're talking about a bunch of stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who won it?
I don't know who won it.
I mean,
was it Bob? Bob, did you win it?
No, this is
did somebody win it?
A 44-year-old immigrant from the Dominican Republic.
An immigrant.
Pedro, well, aren't we all, but Pedro Quizada, he walked into the Eagle Liquors in New Jersey to check his ticket Monday, which, you know, there was like, they had went before that, they waited all weekend. He's a father of five, and it's talked about how much he's going to get. $221 million is the payout.
And that's after taxes.
Yeah.
$221 million. Did we even ask, was he an immigrant? Was he a legal guy? I guess he is now. You want to buy your way in? Here's $1 million. $221 million.
That's right.
Hey, Bob, right away, Bob, I'd give you $1 million. Did you know that?
No. Oh, okay.
And just Bob out there, I'd give you $1 million too.
The largest Powerball jackpot ever. Listen to this. The largest Powerball jackpot ever was $587 million in November, was split between an Arizona man and a Missouri couple. Can you believe that?
So they split like 300 and something. But this guy made more. He made $221 million. Do you think he's going to buy a new car? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. You know, this is money that is so far out there that I just, you know. Now, you might say to them is, oh, I think they should pay more taxes because what do they do to earn it? Well, they've probably, you know what? He may have done a study of these numbers for years, and he's been playing these same numbers year after year after year. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 7:24 in the morning here. And how are you doing today? Currently 45 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by our wonderful long-time sponsor. Since we started We give great thanks to them. We love going to this place. We recommend this place wholeheartedly, and that is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The gals inside Espresso Joe's will make coffee any way you like and the biggest selection of coffee beans. They also have a great wine selection. So if you're going to be attending a dinner party or having a barbecue or whatever, go in there for a great selection of wine, your different coffees, and also a walk-in humidor that's really amazing. 2143 Hilltop Drive, that is Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, another benefit from Obamacare. It looks like they're brought up from our medical Shasta Social Services here, or I should say Redding Social Services or Shasta County. Another benefit from Obamacare, they say they're going to need to hire 37 more staff to take care of all of the ones that are going to need help under this. This is going to cost the county $2.2 million a year for these 37 staff. And Bad Bob, just kind of while you're sitting here, try to figure out what $2.2 million divided by 27 is, or 37 is. Or
sounds like some mighty good bank for a few folks.
Yeah, well, it's 37 people, $2.2 million. Now, here's the thing, though, is the money, half of it's supposed to come from Medicaid. Where's the other half coming from? Where's that $1.1 million coming from? Well, maybe from the state. It's not in the budget, as Charles Alexander points out in an email. It's not in the state budget, so where's it coming from? Anyway, the Board of Supervisors, our Board of Supervisors, are going to vote on this today at 9 o'clock. So if you would like to go down there and watch what's happening, they're having it down, of course, the Board of Supervisors meeting in the county boardroom there on Court Street. So you might want to go down there and see that. But, here's the thing is, somebody said somebody from a different agency says, oh, now we need to enroll more people because the more people you enroll, the more tax money comes here. And we have more tax money, and that more tax money is going to really help our area. Well, okay, but you know what? Here we go talking about, oh, this is state tax money or federal tax money. I'm sorry, but does anybody ever understand? Does anybody ever get it into your head? Is that tax money, whether it's local, state, or feds, comes out of your pockets? It may be a different pocket, but it's the same pocket. It comes out of your money. So let's hire 37 more people here because we need that tax money. You know what the guy said? He said, if we don't enroll these people, that tax money just stays there in D.C. Well, excuse me. How about using tax money wisely? Is this wise? I don't know. But here's the thing. Obamacare. We have the hidden taxes that are coming up, the 3.8 here, the 100 million here. All these are starting to come up. The fact that you can't keep the same programs, the fact that companies are dumping the programs, your insurance program, because they don't know how much it's going to cost. They don't know what they're going to get. The fact that a school right here, Grand Elementary School, is having to pay $100,000 more this year for medical care because of the Affordable Care Act. And without any changes, $100,000 more for the 97 people they're covering. And what about the other people that work there? Because there's more than that that work there. You know what they're going to do? They're going to pay the fine. The fine's $3,000 per person. It's cheaper to do that. But guess what? That's this year. What about next year? What about next year when they're forced into it? So then what are they going to be forced to say? I'm sorry, we cannot give health insurance. We can't afford to give health insurance. Or the money that they have to teach our kids goes to pay health insurance? Is that what you want? Is that what Obamacare wants? Or no, we'll just get more tax money in to pay for this. More tax money that comes from the feds. No, it comes from us. It comes from us right down here. It comes from Bad Bob. It comes from Linda. It comes from Carl. It comes from Boo. It comes from Terry. It comes from all of you out there. It goes there to take care of a program that is a monstrous expansion of taxes and the amount of money that's being spent on this. It's going to take away from other areas. There's your proof. Grand Elementary. Go out. You don't believe me? Ask them. Ask them how much they're going to be paying. Ask them what the impact it is on that school. Ask them the impact on their teaching, the impact on students. Ask them. Ask your other schools what's going to happen. We'll be back in a couple minutes after the news. I'm okay now.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks opened higher in early morning trading on some positive U.S. economic data. Orders for durable goods rose more than estimated in February, and home prices hit a six-year high. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 74 points. SuperValu is cutting 1,100 jobs, about 3% of its workforce. The supermarket operator last week sold five of its chains, which include Albertsons, Jewel Osco, and Shaw's, to a group led by Cerberus Capital Management. The company says the cuts will not impact most store-level employees. The majority of job reductions will be in corporate and store support offices, with more than 600 of the job cuts at its headquarters outside Minneapolis. Hulu is talking with potential buyers to gauge their interest in buying the online video service. News Corporation, the parent of the Fox Business Network, and Disney are owners of Hulu. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And it's 45 degrees out there today, March the 26th. And it is 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts. Great. Family owned, family operated, all employees, safety trained, service oriented. That's Shasta Gas Propane, over 4,000 happy customers there. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Okay. Front page of the paper today. Media halted at LaMalfa's talk. Organizers order question and answer blackout. And then it went on to talk about this, but on the phone we have Terry Raposa, who is a member of the Reading Tea Party. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. How you doing, bud?
So, did you all, take clubs and beat the media out of the,
Yeah, I want to, if I may, make a couple of clarifications. First of all, with KRCR. First of all, any decision that was made on how we do a format was done by, and we don't have members, we're volunteers, we don't have members, the volunteers of the Tea Party. All those decisions were made by us on how we would conduct our format at our town hall meeting, which was basically a private meeting, and as stated at 6:30 on KRCR, which was inaccurate, this was not a public town hall set up by Doug LaMalfa. Not at all. We make the decisions there. Doug LaMalfa, like everyone else, was simply a guest, and therefore he was abiding by the decisions we make as he's a guest, as
so this was one of the misconceptions is that this was an open town hall meeting that anybody can come to, but you do invite anybody though, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the point being that the comment was made, it was a public town hall, which made the insinuation that Congressman LaMalfa set this up. He didn't. He was simply a guest. That's all.
Okay.
And that's the main thing. The other thing that was interesting at 6:30 on KRCR is the reporter, in a very excitable way, stated that his young lady who was there filming was told to turn off her camera. Well, by gosh, at 11 o'clock, she showed film. So if she turned off her camera, how did she show film and report, number one? And number two, that was another inaccuracy. The other thing that was interesting was the fact that when I got the phone call at around 6:30 that this was being said on KRCR, which was quite comical, she was busy filming. I was standing behind her. So I'm a little confused on, and I'm certainly not blaming this on anyone other than the fact that let's just get it straight before we panic and say there's a blackout at Destiny Fellowship Church. So I think that, and also the reason for that, which I think is very important, is the fact that whenever we make a decision about anything, it's all the volunteers of the Tea Party. We usually take three meetings ahead of time before we make a decision on something. We have a vote of hands of what people want to do. And because of things being taken out of context and a couple of the people who volunteer and come to the Tea Party being misrepresented by the news in a very negative way, we decided that during a question and answer period for those people, so they can feel the freedom and be able to relax to ask a question of whoever our guest is, that we really didn't want the media reporting on that because the last time they had done it, it was inaccurate. That was the whole thing.
Terry, is this any question and answer period or just for LaMalfa?
This is any question and answer period at this point, and that's what people decided. And usually the press doesn't show up unless it's a bigger name. And with some of the speakers we have coming in, there are going to be some very big names. And I also want to say that this isn't all the media. We have other television stations that have not only been very friendly. We've done stuff in Corning and in Butte County, and they've been wonderful. I mean, fairness is all we ask. And I want to give some kudos to Mike Mangus, because in the Integrity product, Mike has been very fair. He's a very, very fair reporter. So maybe it's just a matter that we'll just have to be, which we have the right to do, selective on who comes in so that things aren't twisted.
Well, I know that's one of the things that you had said, that one of your people would, you know, sometimes people ask questions that are the questions are really strange.
It's just because they're just average people. Carl.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. And I know that. That's what the point I'm trying to make is that somebody may ask a question that comes out wrong.
Sure.
And if you focus on that one question, if that's one question out of 50, but you focus on one question that doesn't truly reflect the other 50 questions, I'm not sure that is fair reporting.
Well, to give you an idea, just before the State of the Union, we had this same reporter come in and film us. And when it was, she was there for an hour and a half, and we had Mike Stewart in, and there were some good things he stated. It, the top of the news preempting the State of the Union address was, but at the Tea Party tonight, controversy. Okay, because a couple of the people in the audience, when we did our breakout group, there was only a few people asking my questions, so she took out of all that information and that whole time there, these two people asking questions that maybe didn't have the articulate way of asking them, and it took them out of context to a degree. So, you know, you really got to protect people from a media that, you know, maybe isn't as accurate as they should be or as fair as they should be either.
Okay. I tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. But the bottom line is are you trying to keep the media from was the media there last night, though, during his speech?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I
thought. Of course, of course they were. The part
was the question and answer?
Yes, again, so that the people who are asking the questions, and which you stated so well, Carl, and you're exactly right. Some people, when they ask a question, it may be, I mean, how many times have people asked a question and the person they asked the question to clarifies the question in a more articulate manner?
Well, you know, I was asked to speak down there on a veteran issue one time, and somebody asked a question that I frankly had no answer to. It really was a strange question. And I just, I don't even know, and I think I said that, I don't even know how to answer that. But that was one question out of like 40, you know, on veterans issues that were, but I can imagine if somebody had taken that one out of context. Anyway, but I'm not a big enough, you know, they didn't come down and, you know, cover me. It's Lamoffa's and that. And we got to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Dr. Maria Salas, join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Box, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State, 530-605-4567.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding's Crackmaster. Go see Jeff at Crackmaster. He can guarantee that other shops don't dare offer, from small chips up to 24 inches. Go and see Jeff and tell him you heard, hey, if you've got a crack or a chip in your windshield, and don't wait before it expands. Go let Jeff take care of you. He will. Located at 3280 Market Street, Redding. That is Crackmaster. Give Jeff a call, 241-8373.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Terry Raposa from the Redding Tea Party, and we're talking about front page stuff there. Media halted at LaMoffa's talk. Terry, if you were a media person and you went to cover that, and you were told that you couldn't cover it, what becomes the story?
Well, again, no one was told they couldn't cover it. The only part they couldn't cover was the question and answer period.
Right. But what I mean is that became the story then. What did LaMoffa say? Did they even have one word about what the congressman said last night?
Which the newspaper or the
I don't know. I don't know about the. I didn't watch the TV. Yeah, I was just looking.
No, I think they had one little excerpt that he said that the reporter that was there that apparently couldn't filmed at 11. She did have an excerpt of one of the things that he said. And
they did have stuff in here, but they had a paragraph.
Yeah.
And a couple paragraphs of it about things he had given, donated books and his impressions on gun control, on immigration. So he did in the last part of the story, but the first part of the story, at least over half of it in the headlines, was media halted.
Well, maybe they needed something to talk about, but apparently it didn't stop that reporter either. She went right ahead, right through the question and answer, sat in there and I didn't really find the article all that bad. It was sort of like you read the headline, and the headline has a little more teeth than the article. She was accurate about a couple of things. The seats were filled. There were 385 people in that church. So people are concerned, and they want to hear what their public officials and their elected officials have to say. And that's great. And that's the format that we bring. In fact, I asked that same reporter for the record search letter. She enjoyed herself, and she said she did. So I was thrilled about that.
Well, the fact is, at least there was something in there that talking about what LaMoffa was standing for. He was on the show yesterday talking about these things.
Sure.
I didn't
really find it that controversial.
Well, for an organization that, every time, and albeit we've only been there a few times, that it seems like everybody, speaks their mind and all this kind of stuff. I just found it, I hated to see the headline on something like that for an organization that puts the words out, that shows up and puts themselves out there on the line on this.
I sure appreciate that, pal. But, the thing is again, the headline really, if you read the article, it's
different.
There isn't really anything
part
there.
Of it's different.
No one was told to leave, anything like that. Again, it's the type of thing, and again, you put it so accurately, and that is that when you have people that are just not professional speakers and they ask questions, it may come out wrong. And to have that portrayed as the image of, again, they keep calling us members, we're all volunteers, to have that kind of inaccuracy, and it really wasn't so much the newspaper as it was, it's a little bit comical. At 6:30, here you have a reporter coming on KRCR saying, there's a blackout, yet she's filming from her phone, so it can't really be a blackout, and of this public meeting. Well, it's not a public meeting, it's a private meeting. And then the real fun part is when the reporter who does the story comes on and shows you a film that she took, while the other fella at 6:30 said she couldn't take the film that she took that she showed at 11. I go figure.
Well, there's room there. I can see that.
You
okay.
Think?
All right. But I wanted to give you all another, I wanted to give you all a voice too, just like we always do on the, when you see something like that, you need to hear the other side of it. That's why
sure.
I called you at 6:30 this morning.
Sure. Well, we're going to have some other guests in, and there's a lot of things that a lot of changes going on, and we've taken a lot of the tea parties and put them together. And again, down in, you know, in other areas, and there's other, you know, news avenues like yourself. And again, I want to thank you and Linda. You guys are fantastic. What you do for the community is great. And, buddy, I wish you would have won something the other night at the gun owners' dinner, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think really about Terry, that, but I hear you did get your eggs.
Me
I
too.
Did, I got my eggs. Yes. The eggs showed up, but you know what? I don't see why I have to put a gun up against somebody's head to get eggs. You know, even though I didn't do that, but it was a gun owner's dinner. I said, I can get one of those guns. And they said, you'll never win one. I've never won one.
You have, but you know what?
When
you,
so
when you
ago,
first moved to Reading.
I won one gun.
He won a gun at a veterans event down in
caliber.
Anderson.
Since then, I've spent, I don't know how much money on buying chances. So I said, yeah, I'm going to get one. That night, I had, I don't know, 8,000 tickets. Not one time.
Nobody at the table won
anything. Nobody at our table won anything. You know, maybe it's just us. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was Terry Poser from the Reading Tea Party. You know, the thing is I understand the headlines. Because as soon as you put a restriction on the press, that becomes the story. That's the bottom line. And it is a private meeting. And yes, there's private meetings all the time. The board of supervisors has private meetings. The city council has private meetings. You're going to have private meetings. But the press come and it wasn't a public forum, but still everybody's invited. So I'm not sure, you know, what the difference is there. But that should not have become the story. That's the problem. Anyway, okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. 10,000 drones over America by 2020. Want to hear about that? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff's departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM on your dial. on streaming live on your computer, whatever you have, a PC or a Mac. Whatever floats your boat, we're happy you're with us this morning. 7:54 in the morning, currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Do it. Life is short. If you're thinking about granite tops, we did it. I had granite tile, hated it. Had the kitchen done 5 years ago. Sorry to say it, but it was not a good job and I was not happy. So gave the key to Mike from Estate Granite, owner of Estate Granite. Came in, did it while we were gone. We came back. It was impressively beautiful, an artistic job, great prices. Go to Estate Granite, and they will take care of doing a great job. 241-7866.
Okay.
That's the number for Estate Granite.
10,000 drones over America by 2020. How about that?
That freaks me out.
The FAA predicts 10,000 commercial drones could be in the skies by 2020 after guidelines are approved. For now, Congress has asked the FAA to write regulations on civil operation of small unmanned aircraft systems, or UASs, in the national airspace and submit them by 2015. Once enabled, commercial UAS markets will develop so many ways for a company to generate revenue. The FAA predicts roughly 10,000 active commercial unmanned aerial systems flying in the United States air in 5 years. And they're talking, when the rules are written, law enforcement will be first in line, followed by civilian applications. Now.
This is a prediction, of course.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I believe this. I believe it could be this because right now they've issued 1,400 licenses to police, universities, and federal agencies since 2007. And of these, 327 of these licenses for these to fly are listed as active.
No more skinny dipping.
Yeah, you can if you don't mind people watching. You know, what do you think, Bad Bob?
Well, for years we've been using aircraft to do mapping of areas. That's where all those nice, neat photo maps come from, and that's how we get all of our maps updated. And you've got an expensive piece of hardware with the pilot and all that. And as the technology has improved, is it a perfect technology? No, but aircraft aren't perfect either. So I'm not sure what the big concern is. We've got satellites right now that can pretty much pick out what car's in your driveway.
I'll tell you what the concern is. All right. You ready for this one? Is that people are, if you have the law enforcement agencies, let's say the TSA, or not TSA, but the Homeland Security. They put up in the city of Reading, they put up two drones and they're flying them around. Just checking and making sure that there's no terrorist activities up here. That's what people are concerned about. People are concerned about the drones, intruding on your private and personal life without a warrant. That's the thing is, it's one of those things, is it kind of like when the police stop you in and this is a bad analogy because frankly I agree with it, but they stop you for, the checkpoints for drunk driving. You know, they don't have, where's their right to do that? But if you've got drones flying overhead, and we've got friends that own a drone company, I understand what they're saying. They can be used in so many good ways, so many positive ways, but it goes back to the people and the restrictions they have on using them. If you're looking, if you're checking, like you're talking about, Bob, you're going along a power line, and you're checking to see if the line's broken. How about the edge of a fire so you don't have to put people out there to see where the fires are? How about a lost person? How about checking roads, checking gas lines, checking all these things? I can understand that. Helping the police. The sheriffs can't be everywhere because we don't have enough money for that. But so if you put up two drones, you can cover the whole area and get eyes on target, you might say, or eyes on the area right there before and let the sheriff and the police know what's happening. The question is if they're used without compunction, if they're used in a way that intrudes on your personal rights in your personal property or your right not to have an unlawful search and seizure because they came over your backyard and happened to see, you doing something like you had a marijuana patch there. Those are a lot of questions that it's not just the regulations to be able to fly them, it's the regulations to be able to fly them legally and not intrude on us. Hey, when we come back After our break, we've got Mark Story here from Haven Humane. We're going to catch up on the latest with that. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
The demon of homosexuality is loose and trying to destroy the faith-based culture of this nation.
He's obviously against gay marriage, as supporters also rally in Washington.
Gay, straight, black, white, marriage is a civil right.
The Supreme
gay,
Court's hearing straight, a key case black, now, challenging a voter-approved ban in California. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal's live in West Hollywood.
Dave, this city has one of the country's highest gay populations, and everyone here is paying close attention to the arguments and what questions the justices will ask each side. Dean DeSent is gay and has been with his partner for 8 years.
Initially, I was opposed to gay marriage because it's being heteroimitative, and I'm not for that. But over time, I changed because it's really about civil rights.
But opponents of gay marriage have argued his first point, that it is not discrimination to call and treat different things differently, Dave.
Jessica, we'll get the audio of those court arguments after the hearing. Indiana's Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the law creating the nation's broadest school voucher program, rejecting claims it primarily benefits private religious schools. We're a little less optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence dropped sharply this month, partly because of concern about the sequester's budget cuts in Washington. This as we get mixed reports on the housing market. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has them live in D.C.
Dave, the Commerce Department says there were about 152,000 brand new homes listed for sale last month. That's the most since November of 2011. But the sales of those homes fell by 4.6% in February. Both numbers very much connected.
The inventory has tightened. It's caused a supply-demand imbalance. That is causing a bidding up of prices.
Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors referring to the report that says home prices rose in January at their fastest pace in 7 years.
Now, Rich, on Wall Street, after all of that economic news, the Dow is up 88 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
As the Supreme Court hears a gay marriage case, it's ruled that police using a dog to sniff outside a Florida house that was being used to grow marijuana violated the homeowner's constitutional rights because the homeowner had not given permission. The Klan wants to speak out again in the South, planning a weekend demonstration in Memphis. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Well, Dave, a Ku Klux Klan group has a permit for a demonstration this Saturday in Memphis to protest the city's decision to change the name of parks currently named for the Confederacy, or one for its one-time President Jefferson Davis and one for its military leader and Klan founder Nathan Bedford Forrest. The parks will take on more benign names. The city made the move before the state passed a law forbidding cities from changing park names. The last Klan rally in Memphis nearly 15 years ago ended with police needing to use tear gas to break up the altercations, Dave.
Evan, American Amanda Knox is not off the hook in Italy. She's been ordered to stand trial again for murder. She spent 4 years in prison, convicted of killing a roommate until an appeals court overturned that.
In a stunning reversal, today the Supreme Court fully embraced the prosecution's 14 objections to the 2011 acquittal. The lawyer for the family of the victim, 21-year-old Meredith Kircher, said that this was a victory for justice.
That's Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh in Rome. Amanda Knox calls the ruling painful. There's a bail hearing today for a Seattle man accused of driving his pickup truck into four pedestrians.
The baby, everybody was just lying there. Nobody was moving.
Two were killed, two critically injured, including that 10-day-old baby paramedics resuscitated with CPR. The groundhog won't be seeing his shadow in court.
Phil is always accurate!
Except this year, when we got no such early spring with another cross-country snowstorm the past few days. But an Ohio prosecutor has dropped his light-hearted fraud charges he filed. Phil's handler says the rodent got it right. He misinterpreted the groundhog ease. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour here, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 8:05 in the morning, 45 degrees, 530-605-4567 is our number. And let's go right away to Josh Wiley and our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. The major averages are up this morning after receiving generally encouraging economic data. Currently, the Dow's up 93 points at 14,541, while the NASDAQ's up 9 at 3,245, and the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,559. Oil's up 76 cents at $95.44 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.15%. Gold's down $9.30 at $1,598, while silver's down a dime at $28.71 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: 3M is up 77 cents at $105.94, AT&T's up 13 cents at $36.52, and Bank of America is down 18 cents at $12.23. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. These are good people that can help you with your investments. Or just stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Linda. Weather.
Well, currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios, but we're going to have patchy fog today, so be careful with temperatures reaching around 68. Isolated showers tonight with temperatures around 48 degrees. Going into Wednesday, it looks like we have a chance of showers as well. 68 tomorrow night, lows in the 48. So we look at the rest of the week with chance of showers, so make sure that you are prepared. And again, we will go back to one of our sponsors, Crackmaster. They also do, they'll do your windshield repair. Go on and check out if you need to have windshield wipers too.
Oh, they do that too. Okay.
I think they do it all.
Okay. Hey, you know, we've still got people making comments on drones here and about some new things. It says it's a new technology that says, the government, spy planes that, anyway, it says it can see what smartphone you have in your hand from 20,000 feet away. Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know what? You'd be surprised at the things those little devils can do. All right. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a quick break and we come back. Our guest, of course, is Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane. And he brought the good doctor, Sienna Browning, with him. And we're going to be talking a number of things. But let me ask Mark, before we get started, does Haven Humane have any drones?
We're looking to get one so we can track all the cats in the property.
A pet drone.
Yeah.
Looking at
a kitty drone.
Yeah, a kitty drone.
To track the feral cats. And yeah. Will you take an oath, though, that Haven Humane will never use them to use kitty sterilization techniques on these feral cats?
Well, I don't know if we'll take an oath on that, but...
Hey, you know what? I'm really looking forward to this subject that with all of you, that we've got several subjects, actually, that what's happening with adoption date, feral cats, dog licensing, things that you need to really be updated about what's happening right now. Stay tuned right after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
92 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Hollyock on the Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is just give me that wing.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Welcome back. It is Tuesday, the 26th, and 45 degrees out there, and 8:12 in the morning if you're getting ready. This portion of the show brought to you by Red and Crown Motors. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram dealership. And by the way, that Ram truck is the Ram is the truck of the year. It serves Redding, of course. These Redding Crown Motors takes care of Redding and all of the North State. They've got everything you could possibly want in a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or used. Plus, their service department is second to none. Just drop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors.
All right. Our guests this morning are from Haven Humane. We have, of course, the director. What's your exact title?
CEO.
The CEO.
Yeah.
Mark Stoney.
Story.
Yes. Why did I call you Stoney?
Because the way I've written it down there, you can
purple.
See Stoney.
I've heard that before because I actually write the same way Carl does, so I was called that a lot
it.
As a kid.
Well, you know
when
what?
You were mentioning your name earlier, Story, I said it's Mark's Story. That's a great way of doing it. So, welcome to, I just wanted exactly, you know, because the transition, how has it been for you?
It's been fun. It's been great. There's a fantastic team of people down at Haven, and they've all made me feel very welcomed. The community's made me feel very welcome, so it's actually going really well.
Well, you know, you're kind of like one of the hand-picked guys, and Ray John really liked you and liked your abilities. So, and you picked – you've kind of inherited a great team too.
I did, absolutely. Yeah, he had a great team in place, and so to be able to walk in an organization like that was phenomenal.
One of the teams right here, Dr. Sianna Browning. And good morning, Doctor. You've been on before here.
Good morning. Pleased to be here.
Haven't you set like a world's record in the number of spays and neuter you can do in one day?
It feels like it sometimes, but probably not.
We have watched you, and I mean, you are a rock star. You didn't know we were watching, because you were so, it was like perfection in your precision, and just watching you was intense. I think there was a,
they'd rescued a bunch of Pomeranians.
Pomeranians. Oh, yeah.
And you had like 20 of them.
And, and I think, Ray John had taken, when we went in and watched the surgeries, he had said that that particular dog had probably had several litters. Yes. And some of them were just
young.
It was crazy. Yeah. But you see that regularly.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So how do you start your day?
You know, our day kind of starts in a whirlwind because we, start off checking everybody in for their surgeries in the morning. So our, lobby is pretty packed first thing. We usually have about 30 or 40 people in the lobby at about 7:15. So, you know, we get up with, both feet on the ground pretty much.
So when you took this position on as being the head veterinarian, have you ever done private practice?
I did a little bit of private practice, when I first got out of school, but, you know, basically went straight into shelter.
Mm-hmm. So that, I think there are a lot of heroes, unsung heroes that work in shelters, because it's probably so disheartening at times to see how people can actually treat animals. And today, hopefully we are going to help to shine a light on just simple things that maybe we as citizens forget, that we need to be mindful in some of these things, but and some of the programs that you have at Haven Humane. There's so many wonderful things you do, but it's just kind of getting in the mind of the veterinarian. How many neuters and what do you call them?
Spays and neuters. We did about 5,600 last year. So, it always never ceases to amaze me how many there are to do. And, you know, I think that we're definitely making an impact, you know, based on our intake numbers through the shelter. But, you know, it's something that takes a long time. It's not, an immediate effect. You know, it usually takes years and years to get to where you're, really helping the overpopulation program.
Well,
Can I ask one more question I wanted to ask? In a period of time, here we are in March. Is there like, okay, now we're going to have an influx of cats or an influx of dogs, or is there a particular month? Or so what are you looking for in the month of April? Or what is typical for the month of April?
Typical for the month of April is lots and lots and lots of kittens. More kittens than you can ever imagine.
And why is that?
You know, I think, typically cats are not altered or spayed or neutered as much as dogs are. And a lot of them are free roaming. And so, you know, when you consider that, they're just making a lot of babies.
Is there a shot you can give cats to keep them from having, coming into season or anything like that?
No, not really. Nothing easy. I would say spay and neuter is the easiest
thing to
prevent it.
There is no spray then.
No, we're still working on the drone project.
The drone project. Okay. But, you know, and this is one of the things you talked about last time in the, well, I was kind of talking about that too. And Ray John is talking about is you think it's working, but it's going to be years before you're going to have to start seeing trends. Like maybe next year you're down 500 and the year after that would be even more, 800, but it's never ending.
The Bay Area is a perfect example of that. They're starting to see them really come down. Some of the organizations there, they were seeing 40,000 animals a year in the 70s and early 80s, and now they're down to 10,000. But I mean, you're talking 30 plus years.
Yeah.
So it's a long-term project. It's definitely not a short-term thing.
And it's educating.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a big part of it.
And the thing is that, you know, kittens are so cute, but what do you do with 8 kittens? Unless you got 8 buddies.
Well, we look for foster people, which is one of our topics. We definitely need some foster folks to help us out, because we will be getting a lot of kittens in, and a lot of them we just can't house. We just don't have the space for it. So what we need is people who, you know, maybe don't have the time for a full-time pet, but they'd like to help out and foster some kittens for – it's usually about 2 weeks up to 3 months, depending on how old they are, if they have a mom, if they don't have a mom. And it can help out immensely. And once they bring them back, then we put them up for adoption. We find forever homes for them.
So you just basically,
been socialized.
Your fostering is help me to see what happens if somebody says, okay, you know what, this is something I can do for 3 weeks. How does somebody do to become a foster parent or foster fostering kittens. I guess foster parent. Why not?
Well, the first thing they do is they call us at 241-1653, and they ask to be a foster parent. And then our staff at the adoption side will talk to them about what that entails and explain to them the process of fostering and what we will be there for to assist them with. And then they just go from there. And then when we get the kittens in, we'll call them and say, hey, we got a litter. Can you come pick them up?
Wow. That's a noble thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah. It's fantastic. And it saves lives every year. And we really couldn't save as many kittens that we do if we didn't have the foster parents.
And let's just face it, it's harder to place kittens and cats than it is dogs. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Dr. Sianna Browning, the chief veterinarian, are here with us, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things when we come back. Besides adoptions, licensing. This is a big thing that most people probably don't even know about. Or if they know about it, they just ignore it, like Bad Bob. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark? Are you cock of the walk?
Nice.
Yeah, welcome back.
I love this musical, by the way. They did a superb production not too long ago in Reading. Cats. Well, that's what we're talking about this morning.
Talking about dogs and cats. So welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee with Espresso Joe's by Gourmet Coffee Beans by the pound at better prices than you'll find anywhere. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and Joe and Shelley have supported this community and their events and the people in this community for over 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And we were talking about feral cats, and that was funny because Bob brought us in with cats. We're going to be talking about several topics this morning with our guest, which is Mark Astori, CEO of Haven Humane, and Dr. Browning, who is the chief veterinarian. Fascinating things. Let's talk about feral cats. How does one catch a feral cat?
I would say getting a feral cat trap, which is something that you can attain from Haven Humane, or probably us is the the best location now. So you get that trap and then, usually put something yummy inside of it and bait them in. And, then you can get them down to us for a spay or neuter.
Do you keep them then?
Well, ultimately we like people to trap them, neuter them, and then release them back to where they were at so that they can't reproduce. It's really hard to keep feral cats. The only way we can keep them is if we find somebody that's got a barn or something like that. Are they adoptable? Not unless somebody has a barn. I mean, they're not going to be a cat that you're going to be able to hold and love on and pet.
Let's talk about the feral cat colonies. Mm-hmm. There are feral cat colonies that you all have out here, including one at Haven Humane, but every one of them is a spayed or neutered cat. But you turn them back into that group of cats. So they will eventually go away, die out, you might think.
Yeah.
Are there many in town? I was surprised to hear that there were cat colonies.
Yeah, and I heard about that last month on the show.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I actually went out with Animal Control and did a ride along with one of our officers a couple weeks ago. And so we actually hit two of those colonies and you could see a couple of the cats. The cats are usually pretty hidden. They're usually out of the way, but you could see where they were feeding them and they had little covers for the food and everything.
So when you say they're feeding them, you mean people just, are just out there?
Yeah, it's just part of the community.
I've seen that happen before. I've seen that happen right on the ocean in the rocks, you know, on the causeways there, that there's dozens of cats and people would go out there every day and feed these cats. There would just be more cats.
Is there a law of how many cats a single, home owner may have?
I don't particularly know what the law is in the county or the city. I think there is a limit, but I'm not particularly sure what it is.
Yeah, I'm curious about what
within that the be. City, it's six animals to include cats. Six animals total. Within the county ordinance is there is no ordinance for cats.
Okay. Cause you know, you talk about people down the street that's the cat lady or the, you know, or how many animals. And then what's interesting is that, you know, we know that cats are nocturnal, that they roam. We know that they're underneath our window at night lately and we know that they have to be out on the prowl. We have a lot of cats in our neighborhood that are owned there that are people's pets, but they are out at night. And I know that it feels intrusive at times. And I don't know what you do about that.
What do you do if you have cats on your property that are not feral cats? They're just ones that
like to use your
facilities
on a regular basis.
Can you trap them and bring them down to you all?
You definitely could trap them and bring them down to us and get them altered. And I think that's probably the best thing to do if you don't think that they're getting cared for and, you know, in lieu of them creating more babies. I would say, that's probably the best case scenario is to get them trapped and get them down and get them altered.
I don't know if they're making babies. They're just people are letting their cats roam and they've actually got collars on. Huh. So do you have any rights here? I mean, can you trap them if they're on your property and bring them down to y'all?
If they're on your property.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put one out like on the, you know, the sidewalk.
Sorry to get sidetracked here.
No, I mean, but I think a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people talking about this, you know, cats that roam. I mean, trying to keep a, you know, you can put a dog on a leash, but a cat roaming free comes in and uses your
yard.
And
you're coming home and you're smelling a bunch of pee and poop.
Sure.
Right where you park.
I'm just wondering if you have the right then to trap them and bring them down to y'all.
Hold on, Jim.
Okay.
There are ways that you can keep them out of the yard.
Really?
If you just do a Google search on it, and I don't know what some of them are, but there are different ways where you can keep them out of the yard.
Spray on something, whatever.
Yeah, it's some kind of sprays, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so let's talk about, let's take a caller right now. Jim, you're live. Something on your mind?
Yes, about the cats. What I suggest you do is you pinch your yard real good so your dog there, and then get a big dog that hates cats. And he'll eat them.
Well, I don't think we're going to go that
get
far.
Get him down to Haven. I think get a dog down there that'll hate cats down at Haven.
Oh, we're not trying to.
Well, thanks, Jim.
See, that's nice.
we'll just fence our yard and get three cat hating dogs from Haven Humane and just turn them loose. Yeah.
Well, I don't like the idea of the dogs eating them, so I prefer you guys get some cat-hating dogs that are a little bit slower so the cat can get away.
I don't need kitty paws.
It still answers the same question.
It's just parts of cat. It's Tyler Little Paw. Okay. Thanks, Jim.
We know Jim, recognize the voice and know that he's got tongue-in-cheek on there. Second Tuesday Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Second Tuesday. Every second Tuesday of the month, we pick a different restaurant, and they give a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane. It's great. This second Tuesday, which is going to be April 9th, we're doing it at Logan's Roadhouse on Hilltop. Dine after 5 p.m. and 15% of the proceeds will go to Haven Humane. And a coupon is required, and you can get that on our website at havenhumane.net.
And we'll be playing advertisements for that here for the next few weeks here, getting that, because that's a great deal for Haven Humane, isn't it, Mark?
It is, yeah. It's a great deal for us, for sure. I went to Mary's Pizza Shack last month, and we did well off of that, and it was great.
Well,
yeah.
Mary's Pizza Shack is
that's a good place.
Fabulous.
To go.
We love
and
them.
Logan's.
So.
Logan's too. I mean, yeah, you know what? People that are teaming up with y'all, we really
love it.
We think that's great because you know what? You all are providing a service that, I mean, you're the only ones providing this service. And the fact that you're trying to keep animals, you're trying to place animals for adoption, you're spaying and neutering them, you're fighting the battle here. And now you all have taken over for everything in Shasta County. And I think, you're moving into Trinity?
Yes, we have a contract with Trinity County as an overflow. They bring a few to us every month. And then all of Shasta County and then City of Anderson.
Well, that's a lot of work out there. Have you had to expand very much? I mean, I know Morgan Adoption Center and all that, but is it something that it just takes more and more people all the time?
Yeah, we have seen a huge increase in the amount of animals that are coming in. We've plussed the staff up a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, but we have seen a huge increase.
Well, you're going to have to do that. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news. We'll be back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Dr. Sianna Browning, and we'll be talking about Haven Humane.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's gay marriage week at the Supreme Court. Today, arguments about California's ban on it.
Outside, just off the steps, competing demonstrations. Opponents of California's Proposition 8 waving banners and flags demanding marriage equality. Supporters of the ban urging the court to uphold traditional marriage values. It's the first of 2 days of arguments on the issue. The court tomorrow hearing a challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. 9 people traveling together at O'Hare Airport in Chicago come down mysteriously ill.
7 people were taken to the hospital just before midnight. The Chicago Tribune says later 2 more had to be loaded into ambulances. They were part of a tour group heading to Denmark.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Pope Francis deciding he'd rather stay in his hotel-style suite at the Vatican rather than move into the big papal apartment. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our 4th annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530 724-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 8:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. A lot of people in the chat room today.
Good morning, everybody. Patchy fog is what our forecast is, with temperatures around 68 and isolated showers tonight with temperatures around 48 degrees. That's the forecast for today, and the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. In fact, tomorrow, this week, we're going to head up there for lunch and check out their new
conservatory that was just opened up.
Yeah.
They had a wedding there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place to go to. It's a great place to get your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Okay. We talked about something during the break about we want to have adopt a pet, or we want to have your pet of the month adoption. We're going to put on our website, and that you all will give us the information on it, and we want to help you with that. So we're going to put it on our website, and we can talk about your pet of the month. And if we adopt it in a day, then I guess we're okay. We might even let you send us another one.
Then it'll just be a pet of the day.
Then it'll be pet of the day.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Camp Love a Pet.
Okay. Camp Love a Pet, we have two sessions going on this year, June 8th to June 22nd, and August 3rd through August 17th. They're for children ages 10 through 15. It's a great way for kids to learn how to be responsible with pets. They basically will get a dog, and they will train it during the duration. They'll groom it. They'll learn how to take care of it. And then at the end, one of the deals is they adopt it out to a family, not their own. So they learn a lot of responsibility during it. It's filling up very quickly. We have a few slots left in each class, but it is filling up great. So if you are interested, please call Haven You Made It, 241-1653, and we will get that information to you.
The phone number again?
241-1653.
And the ages and the beginning of dates again?
It is 10 through 15 for the ages. And the first session is June 8th through the 22nd. And the second session is August 3rd through August 17th.
So you take it, you take one of the shelter dogs, and they just kind of like, they are the ones that are their mentors and handlers for this length of time. But they can't keep it, and they know up front they can't keep this animal.
Correct.
So I bet that's kind of a bittersweet thing at the end. For some of these kids, that, you know, here's a dog they've taken care of for, for 2 weeks. And, do you ever have problems with them getting back?
I think all the kids are just so happy when they get, you know, an adopter for them, because they feel a sense of accomplishment and that they helped to get this animal a new home.
That's
and,
great.
I think the kids are just so excited when they do get them placed. It's a really good deal.
So their dog is placed, and then I could see that. I think it's a great learning experience.
We've heard nothing but wonderful stories, from people who have had children or people that they know that have gone through Camp Love a Pet. It's a enriching. What do I want to say here?
Enriching.
No,
it's enriching.
All right. You know
experience.
What I'm talking about. Experience for the kids and for the pet. So it's a win-win. Going back to I always keep looking at this, it's your name, because it's Browning, right? It's a pleasure to have you here, and it's an honor for what you do. And I've seen you work before, and it's amazing that you. What is the most surgeries that you've done? The number of the most surgeries you've done in a day?
Probably in the mid-60s, I would say. And, and I have to say that it's a group effort. By no means could I do that by myself. I, just like Mark, have an amazing team behind me. And they make it all happen. You know, I'm in there doing surgery, but they're making everything else happen. So, it's a,
I think people need to kind of have a picture on this because, you know, if they have not been down there and seen this, because you do have a team and what, four or five people or that they're preparing before.
Mm-hmm.
They're prepping the animals. They're prepping each table. You've got your assistants. And then they take care of them. Here's the thing that I really was touched by was every one of the animals afterwards are laid down on a nice cushy area there, and they're covered up.
Mm-hmm.
They're covered up with a little their own little blankies, and there's somebody watching them all the time.
Yeah.
So they don't wake up. If they start waking up, there's somebody there to pet them and take care of them.
There's a lot of love going on before and after the surgery, and so
People need to understand that this is not, it sounds like it's some kind of warehousing type thing, but it's not. It's something that has to be done but it's done in the sense of with a great deal of care for the animals.
And plus you're working, you know the parts.
Right.
So you're kind of coming in and you know, okay, here's what I have to do with this boy or this girl.
Right. Right. Most definitely. Yep, and the team has a great amount of compassion for what they do, and they take their jobs very seriously. And we just want to do the medicine and do it as well as we can, and get the animals out healthy and happy is basically the whole thing.
How often do you get larger animals, goats, horses, ponies, any of that that people are?
We get them. I wouldn't say it's super often, but we do get them. We have one horse named Sultan, and we have a goat that we officially adopted. Actually, I think today I'll officially adopt him, named Marty. And Marty and Sultan are best buds, and they hang out in one of our pastures. So the kids love it when they come
You've
by.
You gotta have them.
And we've got the horse and the goat out there, which is
Marty
pretty funny.
Marty and Sultan, love it.
Yeah, and they're both pretty crazy, but they're perfect.
We know guys named Marty. I think that fits. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We have Haven Humane with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking about licensing. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino is your number one spot for March Mayhem Madness action. Watch head-to-head college basketball on 11 big screens, slam dunk meal deals, and extended happy hour 13% off overtime menu items from 6 p.m. to 10. Excludes alcohol. Grab your friends and bring your A game for the Ultimate Four for extended happy hour and half off overtime's menu till halftime of each game. Excludes alcohol. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Welcome back.
8:44 in the morning here on KCNR. It is the 26th of March and 45 degrees if you're just tuning in here.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, serving you at just the right temperature. Alliance Heating and Air. Look at their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest today is Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, and the head veterinarian out there, Dr. Sianna Browning. And we've talked about how many you've done in a day, how many of those, and spays and neuters. But, you know, there's something else, too, is that people are required, if I understand this right, people are required to have their dogs licensed. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Is that a yearly license, or can you buy them for like 3 years?
You can buy them for 3 years. They actually coincide with the rabies vaccination.
Okay.
And that's what the license is.
Can you get them at the vets, or like if you're getting the booster shots at the vet, they have the record of maybe since you first had your puppy and now into dogdom, how does that work?
Well, there's three locations that you can get licenses for the city and the county, and the first one is Haven Humane Society. You can come out and visit us off at Eastside Road off 273. We also have Care Animal Hospital at 455 Lake Boulevard and Dana Park Veterinary Hospital at 1405 Bradford Way. So any of those would be able to get you licenses.
How much is a license? I mean... Oh,
that's a great question.
I usually don't ask questions like that.
I believe it's $10 for an altered animal, and I believe it's $18 for an unaltered animal, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But everybody's required to have a license for your dog.
Correct.
Okay, but not cats.
Correct.
Okay, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
There are some places that do license cats.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a license, and then the dog's identified, and they know they've had a rabies shot and all this. You know, one of the things they told us, we'd had like, a month elapsed between the time that our dog, Elk Killer, her vaccinations were up. Mm-hmm. And so we took her down. She was vaccinated. And they said, wait a week before we take her up to, like, to the dog
park.
Or on the trail.
Right.
Is that if with that type of space in between, are they vulnerable then? We were like a month over.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you always want to give the body time to develop some immunity, and that's why you're vaccinating. It's not a immediate process. You know, there's a process that has to happen inside the body to create antibodies and make it all happen. So, yeah, there's definitely some time that has to occur before they're protected 100%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
sequestered.
How many shots is a dog required to have?
You know, typically there's a series of vaccines they get when they're a puppy because they're still developing their immunity. And then after that, they're usually yearly vaccines. Some vaccines will be three-year vaccines. It just depends on what kind of vaccine your veterinarian is using and what they recommend for your pet.
Okay, so when you have parvo and you've got parvo and, like, what are the main ones? Rabies, parvo?
Distemper, parvo, rabies. A lot of people will do the kennel cough vaccine, which is called the Bordetella vaccine. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of your core vaccines.
Okay. And those are all available, of course, down at Haven Humane.
Yes.
And,
you guys have specials, too, where a certain months you do, like, come in and get your shots or something at a discounted rate.
Mm-hmm. We definitely run specials periodically. You know, most of our specials are associated with spay and neuter just because that's what our primary focus is. And we really try to get grant money for that to help out the community so that we can offer it at the lowest rate possible.
Well, this talking about grant money is that Haven Humane does not run on good wishes.
No.
Alone.
Right.
If it did, y'all would be, you know, driving around in Cadillacs and Mercedes and all that, because good wishes everybody has for y'all. So, but you, the people can donate to Haven Humane. And I know you have a couple of things, but people can donate besides money. They can donate food and all types of things, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We love donations. We live off of it. People can donate not just money, but blankets, towels, dog toys, cat toys, anything like that will go to help us keep the animals socialized, keep the animals more adoptable, and really put more animals in forever homes, which is the ultimate goal.
And that's, so those are always accepted in dog food. You can buy the 50-pound bags.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure absolutely. That it's all usable.
Yep, most definitely. We still do our feeding program, so we offer that food out to individuals as well. So it's not just something we use in house.
That's right. That's something maybe people don't understand. Mark, could you kind of expand on that? Because people that want to keep their animals, but things are tough economically. Maybe they don't have the money that it takes to do certain things, but you all provide a lot to people.
We do. Anybody that donates the dog food, it goes towards our feeding program. People can come in and they can get big bags of food for $3. And that should help out a lot with it. In fact, Foothill High School just recently, a group of Foothill kids brought in, I think it was something like 2,000 pounds of dog
Foothill
food.
Foothill Wow. Yeah. Foothill Great. School, hey, yeah. Shout out to Foothill
yeah.
High School.
Yeah, so good job for them. Yeah.
2,000 pounds of dog
yeah.
food.
Well,
you're saying toys and all these things that you can see at the dollar store and all that. Dogs don't know how much they cost.
That's
so,
right.
And just as long as they're nope. playful.
They'll destroy it whether it costs 30 cents or whether it costs $30.
There you go.
They'll play with it and they'll have fun with it. And
cats will get into the bag you bring yeah. the toys in.
Right.
And people don't realize that really it just gets their brain going, and that's really what they need. They need that mental stimulation. And
especially
and
inside
so we,
the...
Yeah, exactly. Then, if they don't get that, a lot of them have a tendency to go what we term as kennel crazy, and just a simple toy can prevent them from doing that.
Wow.
And really keep them a lot more socialized and happy and healthy.
Well, I tell you what, then we're going to, we'll take a load of toys down there because I know what you're talking about, and they get that kennel stare.
Yeah.
And after they've been there a couple of weeks.
Oh, we just had a situation with a pet where their owner had died, and the pet was in a vet's for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it went, I think, is what you were calling.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we knew of probably the disposition had completely changed
mm-hmm.
for this dog.
Yeah. And I think it's important, too. I think one of the best things that somebody can donate is time. We love having volunteers and new volunteers. And, kind of the same thing, that stimulation. They can take the dogs out and they can take them for a walk. We've got a great walking trail on our place. They can take them out and play ball with them. And that really helps out probably the most. And our volunteer program is really ramping up. So if they're interested in volunteering, definitely give us a call.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We've got people on the line. We've got questions here. And we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Well, I won't. Welcome back. Carl and Linda by KCNR 1460. Hey, tomorrow we have Kurt Starman's going to be on the show. City manager, that ought to be interesting. Right. We've got a lot of questions. We got a lot of things we want to talk about to Kurt tomorrow. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. That's 244-9141. Friendly play people, and what a great place to visit. Okay, a quick question before we get to Mike. Is there rattlesnake venom shots?
There is a rattlesnake vaccine, which
that's
is
the word I was looking for.
Which you know, I think that for some vets the jury's still out on the efficacy of it, but I would say you know, what I've seen is it does decrease the effects of the rattlesnake bite and give you a little bit more time to get your dog to the vet.
Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't make it go away completely. It doesn't keep them from the reaction, but it does help with the symptoms that occur.
Okay, doctor. All right, Mike. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Thank you.
You have a question for either Mark or the doctor?
I do. My question, I guess, would be, I've heard quite a bit of stuff on the air with the dinners that you guys do and the new buildings and the grand openings, that Haven is not necessarily hurting financially as some of the other smaller places are. What is Haven doing for the smaller, like, say, the Shasta Lake City, who are actually having people outside of the grocery store asking for dog food donations to feed the animals, and I will take anything off the air.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike. I think he's saying is, what are you doing for Shasta Lake City and the smaller organizations, like maybe a different type than Haven Humane? Let's just say Pick a Pet. I'm not, you know, that's out there also trying to do dog and cat rescues. Do y'all do anything to help them? Or what you're doing is just all Haven Humane, County, Anderson type of work?
Right. Shasta Lake City is one of the areas, the only area in the area that has their own kennel. So we don't contract with them. That doesn't mean we're going to turn away people that live in Shasta Lake City. They're welcome to come down and use the feeding program and to use our clinic and to spay and neuter it at our low cost and to use all of our facilities. But as far as contracting with them, we don't have a contract with them. So, and we don't have the capacity to be able to pull animals from another shelter right now because we're an open intake facility. We're simply full all the time as well. So as much as we would like to be able to take animals from other shelters right now, we're just not in the position to be able to do that.
Okay. And, yeah.
But I would say, too, also, though, that we do our best to collaborate with all of the other organizations. And, in doing so, you know, with different nonprofits that are doing similar animal type things, you know, we might offer our clinic up to help them with their spay and neuter clinic that they want to do so they can do it at a lower cost. You know, we might come show up to their events and help out with their events. So we do whatever we can to collaborate with them and help out where we can.
Okay. I think, you know, I think when people see it, like the New Morgan Adoption Center, it's like, whoa, gosh, look at all the money they have. But this is, you know, from family and donated from different things to be able to expand what you have right now, because it was y'all were badly in need of expansion of your spaces there to be able to take care of everything you got now. But what you've just said is you've opened it up. You know, if somebody needs help in the feeding program, come on down and see us. We're not going to turn you away because, you know, you live in City of Shasta Lake or someplace else.
Right. And like Dr. Browning said, we would love to cooperate with other shelters. When I was down in Tehama, as a matter of fact, we did a cat adoption event and we had 42 cats spayed and neutered at the Haven Clinic for that event. And it was at a much discounted rate. So, we're more than willing to work with everybody. We want to be able to do that. I mean, it's one big team is the way we look at it.
So. Exactly. It's our community it's a mission. In order to educate and take care of those animals in need, spay and neuter, and also adoption. This month is huge for cats.
That's right, so. Fostering, but also Shasta States has an adoption day on April 6th at the retirement community in Bonaventura.
Yep, we're going to have our adoption van out there with a bunch of animals.
Great. You know what? Thanks for coming by. There's just so much stuff, and you all are doing so many things. That's so great for our community. Mark, thank you so much for wanting to, you know, come into our community and take on a job like this. And Dr. Browning.
Thank you.
My goodness, the work you do.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Well, thanks for the support.
Well, we'll be talking a lot more about Second Tuesday Club and other things. Tomorrow, Kurt Starman. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Supreme Court has just finished hearing its first arguments over same-sex marriage. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern was inside the courtroom, now live outside the U.S. Supreme Court.
At least 1,000 marriage equality for same-sex couples are rallying directly in front of the court. Counter-demonstrations are across the street, and there's clearly opposing views on the Supreme Court bench. Justices grappling with California's same-sex marriage ban. Justice Antonin Scalia at one point asking when denying gays marriage became unconstitutional. But as the attorney defending Proposition 8 said, it is for children, Justice Stephen Breyer countered, then why not prevent elderly or sterile couples from getting married, Lisa?
Jared, thanks. At one point, one of the lawyers arguing against the ban noted that the High Court has previously thrown out a prohibition on interracial